Welcome to this week's Planet Shakers podcast. If you're ever in town, we would love for you to visit us at one of our many church locations in Melbourne and Sydney, Australia, Cape Town, South Africa, Singapore, and Port Moresby in Papua New Guinea. For more information about any of our church locations, head to planetshakers.com. Now to this week's podcast.
It is so good to be in church this morning. I don't know, you in this room today, what you grew up believing, what your life experience has been like, but you need to know that you were created by a God who loves you and there is a purpose to your existence. When you come into the presence of God, we want you to understand there is more to life than just existing, than sucking up oxygen to get a life, get a mortgage, get some kids, get some grandkids, and then see you later. There's more to life than that. There's a purpose for your life. And I want you to know you're not gonna find it somewhere else. You are gonna find it in the presence of God, because the reality is that this book shows us that you are a child of God. You are a child of God. You didn't just happen to come about. You're a child of God. And I'm convinced as I've ever been that we all know this deep down. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3 that He has planted eternity, a sense of divine purpose in the human heart, a mysterious longing which nothing under the sun can satisfy except for God. Before you were even born, God created you with a purpose and a destiny. But the key to this, the cornerstone of this entire purpose and destiny, is that you cannot live in it without God. He's the only one who can fill the God-shaped hole in our heart. Try as you may, nothing under the sun is going to fulfill you and propel you and release you into your destiny as it will be to be in a right relationship with God. And God's invitation to you today is that you would experience His love, you would experience His power. See, this is what we've built our entire church on, that God is not just to be known about, that these truths aren't just for a select few who have to communicate it to everyone else. No, the invitation today is that you could encounter God for yourself. See, the Bible says that God is the author of life. I don't know what the story of your life has been like this week, let alone since you were born. Everyone sitting here has a different story and a different journey, but I wonder this morning if you would be so bold to hand the pen of your life to God. He wants to author life on the pages of your destiny. John 10:10 says, Jesus talking to His disciples said, I have come that they might have life. I want you to know, when you hand the pen of your life story to God, God cannot author death or destruction. He only authors life. And so if you want to experience and encounter the life that God has for you, you got to hand that pen over to God. You see, God is different to this world that we live in. If you say the wrong thing or post the wrong thing in our world, you're going to get canceled. But I want you to understand, God's different. God has never canceled anyone. You can't cancel what God has called and created. The world might cancel, but God does not cancel. You might be so broken down and so full of issues that the world might write you off, but God has never written anyone off. In fact, God wants to heal you. God wants to propel you and release you into the destiny. See, God is different. He heals, He restores, He elevates. His ways are not our ways. I want to preach to you this morning a message I've simply called God's Ways. I got a subtitle, The Blessing of a Boundary. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm here for God's ways. Turn to your other neighbor, your less favorite neighbor, the one you didn't choose to turn to first, and say, I also want you to know I'm about God's ways. Isaiah 55 verse 9 says, just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. John 14 verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way. Somebody say the way, the truth and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Proverbs 14 verse 12 says this, there is a way, somebody say a way, that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. One more, Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways." Somebody say, your ways. "Acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths." God has ways. God has ways that are different to our ways. They are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Our ways will lead to death and destruction, but God's ways will lead you higher. God's ways will elevate you. God's ways will make your path straight. Anyone want to be elevated today? Anyone want to go higher today? Anyone would love for the path in their life to be a straight way? I got good news for you today. It's simple. You just got to let go of your ways and adopt God's ways. You see, in this life, it is very normal to rely on other ways and other things, to lean on other ways and other things, to consume other ways and other things ahead of God. But you got to understand, it hasn't worked for you yet. It's not working today. It's not going to work tomorrow. Your ways are not going to work to fulfill the destiny and the purpose for your existence. What is going to work is letting go of your ways and choosing God and His ways. And that happens through surrender. Surrendering to the hand of God, surrendering to the ways of God, surrendering your ways to trust Him. When you can say with your life, "I follow Jesus." See, I want to encourage you this morning, church, that you would surrender your life to God. You'd surrender your future to God, surrender your dreams to God, surrender your plans to God, surrender your money to God, surrender your influence to God, surrender your family to God, surrender your marriage to God, giving God full access to every part of your life, because God wants to elevate you. God wants to take you higher. The Bible says that He's the one that lifts us up out of the mire and clay. The Bible says that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. But the thing about surrender can sound like a daunting word until you realize that the reality of us surrendering to God is that we are surrendering so little to get back something so great. Let me illustrate it to you this way. Chris over here, phenomenal piano player. A long, long time ago, I used to play piano a whole lot. And when you first start learning piano, one of the first things they'll teach you, I started learning piano when I was 4. And one of the first things they teach you is a simple song, because if you can play a song, you feel like you can play the piano. So such as Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Now, Chris is playing it very complicated. He's playing it with 2 hands. When I was 4, I could barely play it with 1. Oh, beautiful. But really, to ever progress, you might learn a song or two first to keep you engaged, but to ever progress, you have to learn the foundation on which music is built. And that means you have to learn the scale, the key that you're in. Do me a favor, play a scale. I don't know what key he's in. Let's just say he's in the key of C. And the thing, if you learn the key of C, you will understand there are only 7 notes that you are able to use if you're in the key of C. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1. And that is how a scale works, which sounds incredibly restrictive, that you can only use 7 notes to play the music. There are 88 notes on that piano, but we're saying you can only use 7 of them to play a song. But the thing is, without that restriction and without the boundary of what you can play, you could try and play all the notes at once. And you can play more. Use your forearm. There you go. Now, some people call that music. But if that is the kind of music we did for praise and worship, church would not be very full next week. Be like, "I'm going to go to a church where they have musicians that can actually play." But instead, we restrict ourselves within this boundary of a major scale. And see, that first song that we played, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, every note is within that scale. Now, he's only using six of the seven notes. He could actually get crazy and use the seventh one in there. But the thing is, once you begin to learn all of those notes, you understand you can actually play them in whatever order you want. You can start to meld them together and mesh them together. So a musician who is a great musician can take those seven notes and actually play a song that is incredibly moving and incredibly touching. You're not just restricted to playing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, but you understand that once you adopt the boundary that has been prescribed for you, the boundary is not a restriction. The boundary becomes a blessing. Once you understand that there is a way that someone has prescribed for you to fit in, once you adopt the way, you find it's not restriction in that way. It's actually freedom when you adopt that way of doing things. You see, people often approach God or the concept of God in a very guarded manner. What does God want to take from me? What does God want to restrict me from? What kind of pressures is God going to replace on me? What does He want from me? But see, the exchange that takes place between us and God, it's the greatest blessing. What are God's ways? We give Him sorrow. He gives us joy. We give Him regret. He gives us restoration. We give Him sin. He gives us salvation. We give Him shame. He gives us His open arms. We bring our sickness to Him. He gives us healing. We bring our hopelessness to Him. He gives us hope. We bring our heaviness to Him. He gives us encouragement. This is the exchange that takes place when we surrender to God. Friend, we don't lose, we win. When we come about things God's ways, you can only win. That's the reality. It's God's ways. In His ways, we find blessing. In His ways, we find freedom. In His ways, we're elevated. And if you need that exchange today, God is here to touch your life. I still believe with all my heart that everything can change in a moment, your entire life. And maybe today you're sitting here and that is exactly what you need. Maybe you came to bring your child to a church you've never even been in before, but you're sitting here and you didn't even realize it's great that your child is here and I hope they're having an incredible time, but God was actually leading you here because God wanted you to have an encounter. God wanted you to exchange the hurt you've been carrying to be filled with hope and destiny and purpose. Maybe you've moved here as a university student and you thought you were coming here for an education, and I hope you get a great one, but really what you're coming here is to be filled with the power and the presence of God and be released into the destiny, not a career, a calling. You can get an education, but God has brought you here for a calling. See, when you're in His presence, nothing else compares. When you're filled with Him, doubt, unbelief, addictions, things of this world, they all pale in comparison when we are filled with His presence. God can change your life in a moment. But I also believe for your life to stay changed, something's got to change tomorrow. When no one is preaching at you and there is no band in your living room leading you in praise and worship. Man, how creepy it would be if I got up in the morning and there is Pastor Amy and Noah in my living room just waiting. Come on, Rudy, give God a praise. How'd you get in? No, you got to decide. Jesus, I believe in You. I'm following You. I'm going to live my life Your way. And you might sit there and say, okay, well, how do we do that? How do we live our life God's ways? Well, you could start by reading this. This is a book of promises. This is a book of destiny. This is a book of instruction. This is a book of encouragement. This is a book of hope. This is a book of love. I guarantee you whatever you need, this book is filled, the pages are filled with the words of God. This is the Word of God. The Bible actually says, I believe it's John 14, that this Word is truth. It's not true according to some other metric. No, it is in and of itself truth. This book is life. You need to read this book. What else do you need to do? You need to pray. You can have other people pray for you, but other people can't pray in your place. I'm so glad that there are people in my life that pray for me, but no one can pray my prayers for me. You got to pray your prayers. The mountains in your life, they know your voice. You got to pray your prayers. What else could you do? You can come back to church next week. You can join an urban life group. There are people who have been in our church for years and you come and sit in services, but you don't go to urban life group because you want to go about things your ways. And now you're sitting here and you go, man, this preacher's being quite harsh this morning. Why is he having such a go at me? Why? Because God has called us to be a part, to be a disciple. Urban life is how we pastor people. Urban life is how we disciple people. You can get alongside people. Some of them you might like, some of them you might not. That's fantastic, to be honest, because that's how you're going to grow. Faithful are the wounds of a brother. Bible says iron sharpens iron. Such as a friend sharpens a friend. What a blessing urban life is to our church. You can join an urban life group. And if you're sitting here today and you've been a part of our church for a long time and you don't go to urban life group and you think, is he speaking to me? Yes, I am. 100%. Let's meet in the foyer afterwards. I'll say it to your face. You need to join an urban life group. Why? Because it's going to elevate you. You don't have to. You can keep going about life your way. Now, it's not, you're not going to find it in the Bible. The 11th commandment, thou shalt join an urban life group. I'm not saying it's Bible, but I am saying it's going to help you with God's ways. What else could you come to church courses? If you've only been coming to church for a little bit and you don't know what church courses are, one of the things that we do on a Tuesday night throughout the year, it's starting in a week and a half, every second Tuesday, we want to invite you to come along to our discipleship course. We call it DNA. If you've done that, we want to invite you to the next part of that. It's called Inner Champion. If you want to grow in your finances, we got financial courses taught by financial experts, the biblical principles and how to live a blessed life. And we got marriage courses, so you got a blessed marriage. We got pre-marriage courses, so you can save your marriage before it even starts. We got parenting courses, so you don't bring a life into this world and then mess it all up, which that's what a lot of parenting feels like a lot of the time, but we're trying to mitigate as much of that as possible. It's impossible to do it 100%. You'll mess some things up, but praise God, hopefully we do well with our kids. Just don't take them on a plane. You might just lose your salvation. See, we've got to rely on God. We've got to lean on Him, not on our own ways. And don't think this message isn't for you if you come to church, if you've been coming for a long time. We can all, excuse me, my throat does weird things sometimes. We can all become familiar with the things of God, can't we? And slowly, bit by bit, we can allow compromises to creep into our choices. And whether we realize it or not, if we persist with our ways over His ways, we're going to pick up things we were never created to carry. If you go about things your ways rather than God's ways, God says go this way, and you say, God, I'm not going to respect that boundary. I'm going my own way. You can do that. That's how God has ordered creation. We can make our own choices. Coincidentally, that is also why there is hurt and pain and sin in the world, because we can make our own choices, not because God causes bad things to happen, but because people make bad choices. And so you can go your own way, but what did the Bible say before? There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death and destruction. So you can go your own way, but understand, if you don't respect the way that God has said, go this way. He said, no, I'm going to go this way. You can do that, but you're going to pick up things you were never created to carry. You're going to pick up shame. You're going to pick up hurt. You're going to pick up pride. You're going to pick up bondage. You're going to pick up all manner of things. And it affects how we live. And it affects how we feel when we step back into the presence of God. All of a sudden we come in here and we don't feel free to engage in the presence of God because we picked up all of these things throughout the week. And some of you in this room, you've been held back by failure. Some of it may be your own. Or others in this room, you've been held back by how people have failed you. But in life, you can't allow failure, yours or someone else's, to become a stopping point for you. You've got to choose in life, because we're all going to make mistakes. You just got to choose, if I'm going to fail, I'm going to fail forwards. See, when you fail, if someone fails you or hurts you, these are moments you got to run to God and not from God. If you've gone your own way and you picked up shame and hurt and pain, you just got to choose in those moments when you come to your senses and you realize that, man, I got to run to God. I know where I'm going to get hope. I know where I'm going to get life. I know where I'm going to get love. Going back to our friend Chris on the piano, let's just say Chris is up here playing and all of a sudden he fails. You heard that? There it is. It's out of place. It's gross. Yeah. And everyone in this room, whether you're musical or not, you're like, ooh, something didn't feel right. And that can be a lot of what it's like in our world, that, man, you think you're so good at hiding the fact that you're going your own way. People around you know. They're just being nice. But they're like, man, this guy's got an attitude. This guy's carrying a fence. I don't know what it is with this person, but man, every time I get around them, I feel that. But see, that's where in life you gotta fail forwards. You might make a mistake, but God is the genius author that He can take what sounds like a mistake, play the mistake. That sounds gross. But now you can make it work together. There it is. Do it again. Go back to a four. Play the mistake. See how it all fits together? Or do you not? I don't think you're making it obvious enough. Play the mistake, not the right way. There it is. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. It's out of... But when you run to God, God can make it all work together. Play the four, augmented 5-5. Go. See how that resolves? See, the Bible says it like this in Romans 8:28. It says, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose. Church, you gotta run to God. If you failed, no worries. High five the person next to you, they have as well. But that's where God, if we come to Him, He can cause all things to work together for the good of those that are called according to His purpose. Or the Bible says it like this, you can stay standing. Ephesians 3:20 says, all glory to God who is able, somebody say able, through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more. When we run to God, this is the God that we serve. I want to invite you to stand to your feet all over this room. You see, this is the blessing of surrendering and trusting God, that His ways are higher than our ways. Come on, we've got to lean not on our own understanding. Know that He has a purpose and a destiny for your life, but it's only going to come about by choosing God's ways. You can't fulfill your purpose by going your own way. Church, understand, God wants to take you higher today, but also tomorrow. When you wake up and there's no one encouraging you and no one telling you, and you just wake up and say, today, I'm choosing God's ways. I wonder what part of your life is the Holy Spirit speaking to you about today. To surrender afresh, surrendering to His hand, surrendering to His ways, surrendering to His love, surrendering your ways to trust Him. See, His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. You know, one of the things that can happen in our life as we progress, call it progress, but really what I mean is getting older. One of the things that happen in our life as we progress, it's like we go up levels. Heard someone say the other day that you should start calling your age your level. Sounds way better. I'm like, yeah, that's good. I am level 40. That's good. Come on. That's an encouragement. But it can be easier to lean on our own ways because we know more. We've experienced more. We've seen more. We've done more. And it worked yesterday. So why wouldn't it work today? Because sometimes it's not God's way. And we can get stuck in our way. I wonder today, no matter what level you're at, no matter what age or stage of life you're at, if you would say, God, I surrender to You. All over this room, why don't we close our eyes? I wonder in your heart if you would pray this prayer, that God, I surrender to You. Lord, where I've allowed pride in, where I've elevated my ways above Your ways, God, I humble myself in your presence this morning. I surrender to you. But rather than being afraid of surrender, rather than being worried about what I might have to give up, God, I'm reminded today that really when we surrender to you, we put ourselves in a position for the greatest blessing. Your presence and your power, your hope and your encouragement, your destiny and your purpose over us.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope that your faith was filled and you were encouraged. If you have any prayer requests or want to connect with us further, search for us on our social media at Planet Shakers. We'd love to hear from you.